If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
It's dark, and you can't see anything. There's slime all over. The ground is soft and moving. You try to find your way around by feeling the moving walls around you. After a while, you hear some painful screams in the distance. You call out for help, but no one responds. You're a captain of a ship, and you are just consumed by the mighty Kraken! You keep tumbling over, not knowing if you're even going in the right direction. The screams get louder and louder. It's only a matter of time before you see someone. As you make your next step, a large piece of wood swooshes past you, almost knocking you down. That piece of wood was from the ship that the Kraken had swallowed. It had also swallowed the entire crew alive, so they must be somewhere inside the beast's belly. You keep following the screams. They lead you down another path that looks like an esophagus. You grab a piece of wood and slide down the slimy insides. It's dark, so you rip out a piece of cloth from your shirt and wrap it around a large plank, setting it on fire. This makeshift torch allows you to see where you're going in proper detail. You can see the large veins pumping inside. Each vein can fit more than 3 people through it. After a while, you start seeing more debris from your ship, including the treasures you had discovered and kept in the bottom. But now, those huge piles of gold are worthless, since you're out looking for your crewmates in this dark, smelly interior. You reach a point where there seems to be multiple tunnels around, each leading to a different point. You know it's impossible to climb back out from the mouth, so going deeper is the only solution. You decide to go with your gut and slide down the smallest tunnel, which is covered in slime and other liquids. You snuff out your torch and tuck it away to use it again later. You slip through and get stuck for a while. The Kraken is still swimming, but seems to be taking a break and stops. The giant veins and blood vessels slow down, and the flesh tunnel that you're crawling through becomes wider. Before you know it, you are plummeting down the large shaft until you reach a liquid pool. The second you splash in it, you start to feel the acid burning through your clothes. You're in one of the Kraken's stomachs. You take off your shirt and paddle on a plank, rowing yourself across the acidic lake. You can see more broken pieces of your ship scattered around. Out of nowhere, the Kraken springs into action and starts swimming rapidly. You don't have a choice but to hold on to the plank and keep yourself afloat without any acid going into your eyes. You shut them. Now, you're tossed further down the stomach where the digestion is happening. Over here, the acid is even stronger and melts anything that's in it. The smell is atrocious, and you can't find your way to leave. But in the distance, you see some of your crew members stranded in the middle of a small stomach island. You see some sharks still swimming around that haven't been digested yet. There's nothing you can do at the moment but try to get through and make it to your crew members. You get on another piece of wood and row yourself toward them. This time, the stomach acid is melting the wood away. Luckily, someone from your crew tosses you another plank, so you hop onto it and row your way to them. You climb ashore. Everyone is happy to see you. You try to figure out a way out, but the exits are covered in acid. More water seeps in along with plenty of marine animals. The acid levels are rising, and everyone huddles together. After a while, the Kraken swallows a large humpback whale that's thrashing around the acidic water. It's making the Kraken upset, so it starts moving, tossing everyone around. You, along with many others, land on the whale and hold onto it tight. It seems like the Kraken wants to expunge the whale out somehow. The inner walls of the stomach contract until it shrinks enough to let the whale out. You and your crew members are still holding onto the whale, but it's not easy. Finally, the Kraken spits out the whale and swims off to the bottom of the ocean. The new challenge is to swim to the surface to breathe. The whale pushes you and everyone else up. Without it, no one would have made it to the surface to catch some oxygen. You don't know where you are. Some of your crewmates grab onto some loose pieces of your ship to stay afloat. You swim to one and climb aboard. The sun is starting to set. There's nothing in sight. the crew is feeling cold and hungry. Worst of all, it's feeding time for the sharks. Everyone climbs up on their planks to stay out of the water. Before you know it, shark fins start to pop up from every corner. There's nothing to do except survive the night. The next day arrives. No one has managed to get any sleep. Everyone decides to fix all the planks together and row towards the sun. While other people debate another direction, the whole crew listens to your final word. The sun is scorching and everyone's energy is low. There's no fresh water to drink. No one can catch fish for eating. There's still the ever-looming threat of sharks and the kraken. One of your crew members spots something in the distance, which appears to be an island. Everyone cheers and hugs each other and paddles their way there. After a few hours, you reach the island and stuff your hands in the sand. Someone is running around while others embrace the sand and palm trees. But for some reason, something seems off. Some birds are flying around. They aren't scared of you. Everyone moves to the center of the island to discover if anyone has been here before. A small campfire sits in the middle of the island, but there are no signs of people anywhere. This island's too small to have any residents. There seems to be no sign of anyone who has ever visited it, besides the campfire. After a while, the island starts moving. Everyone climbs a tree, and water covers the island. In the distance, you see a large figure emerge from the water and turn towards you. It's a giant sea turtle. You were on the back of a giant sea turtle this whole time. It moves gracefully across the water and stops after a couple of hours. The crew members build some huts and start a fire to cook some food and sleep comfortably. You look out in the distance and at the night sky with the stars populating the horizon. You climb the highest tree to get some rest and peace. Far away, you see the kraken swimming around and getting closer to the turtle. But compared to it, the kraken is only the size of a shoe compared to a person. The next day, you tread around and discover the rest of the Turtleback Island. Some unique animals you've never seen before are living here. Some of the most exotic birds are flying around, and the animals don't seem to take you as a threat. You reach the top of the mountain covered with trees and vines to get a good look at the island. You have a panoramic view of everything and discover that there's a huge hole in the ground right below you. And you see what appears to be digging tools left by other explorers. You gather your crew and rush to the hole. You have to make your way through vines and climb over some challenging terrain to reach there. The main question is, where does this hole go if the bottom of this island is a giant turtle shell? You step on the site and see many abandoned tools and plans. You pick up a map and see that there is an X marking for treasures beyond anyone's imagination. You gather your crew. Everyone picks up some of the equipment. Another scary question is, why did they abandon this equipment? You study the plans. They state all the steps except the final one, which no one seems to have figured out. After a while, you descend the hole and make your way towards the bottom. But what you discover is even more shocking than what you expected. And you'll have to find out what it is next time.